I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Open now for brunch.
Pardon my foot. I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
20 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Appreciate you being with us on a fine Trash Tuesday. Get your trashes in by tweeting at us, DA on CBS. You can always dial us up as well on the toll-free line at 855-212-4227. Our next guest has one of the most indelible moments in Super Bowl history. In the Super Bowl a decade ago between the Colts and the Saints, he jumped a Peyton Manning pass late in the fourth quarter and took it back to the house, icing the New Orleans Saints' first and only Super Bowl championship. Could New Orleans get back there? Joining us here on the show is longtime veteran defensive back in the NFL, Tracy Porter. Tracy, how you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good, man. I appreciate you guys having me on.
I appreciate you finding the time for us. And obviously, you have an intimate knowledge of the Saints organization and Drew Brees. What is it like to see Brees still doing what he is doing 10 years after you guys won the Super Bowl?
It's not a surprise to me. Maybe a surprise to many, but it just, you know, shows the consistency and you know, the consistent hard work that he's put into not only the team but in his personal career and the longevity that he's gotten out of it.
So why is that not surprising? This is a guy that's nearly 40 years old, and despite last night, still playing at the top of his game. Why is that not surprising to you?
Because I tell a lot of guys that this sport is a physical game, but it's played 85% from the neck up. It's a very mental game. You know, a lot of people that don't know much about the game, in depth about the game, they only see the physical aspect of it. They don't understand the mental side of it and the mental toll that it can have and take on a player. But a guy, you know, like a Drew Brees that I was fortunate enough to study under and watch him prepare and him take care of himself, not only, like I said, in the film room, but off the field, how he takes care of his body and the work that he puts into, you know, his body and preparing so he's available year in and year out, week in and week out. That's why I said it's no surprise to me that he's still doing it at the age and still at the level that he's doing it now.
The Saints are trying to climb back to the Super Bowl for the first time since you guys were there together. What is the toughest part? What are the most difficult challenge of getting to a Super Bowl?
Well, the most difficult part is getting every aspect to fire on all cylinders at the right moment. Because, you know, at different points in the game as well as different weeks, you can have the offense firing on all cylinders and the other, and defense special teams may not come around. Then the next week it can be defense, then offense and special teams, and vice versa. Then you have that one moment when all three aspects of the game are firing on all cylinders. And once you have that and you continue to have that week in and week out, you have that momentum, and that's going to be a tough thing to stop. So I see they're definitely, you know, in that realm, and if they continue to fire on all cylinders, it's definitely going to be a tough outing for anyone that has to face the New Orleans Saints.
Tracy Porter joins us this morning here on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. The Saints right now in the driver's seat for home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. You guys had that in 2009. What makes it so difficult on opponents to try to go to the Superdome and win? Why is that so hard?
I mean, I don't like to answer a question with a question, but I would ask, have you ever been to the Superdome for a game?
I have not been to a Saints game. No, I've been in New Orleans when the Saints were playing, but I wasn't inside the stadium.
Okay, well, if you weren't inside the stadium, then I can't really describe it, because that being in the dome, playing for the Saints, playing in the New Orleans Superdome, that is the epitome of home field advantage. The way that the crowd is behind the team, the way that the players feed off of the crowd, we feed off of that enthusiasm from the crowd, and the way that they create such a hostile environment for opponents. I even have a few friends on opposing teams that they love the game, but they say, man, one of the toughest places to play is that New Orleans Superdome, just for the simple fact of the noise level that the crowd can create. And just if you aren't in that atmosphere, then it would be hard for me to describe and for you to understand the significance of home field advantage. But if they can definitely get that one seed and everything has to go through the dome, you can almost write them down as, you know, going back for another Super Bowl, because that, like I said, that dome is a very, very tough place, one of the toughest environments to play in.
Tracy Porter's our guest this morning on the show. We found a really cool nugget about your career. You were the first guy ever to take a pick six back to the house on both Manning brothers, Eli and Peyton Manning. Was there a common thread there? Was there a tell that both Mannings gave you that you could take it back to the house on them?
No, it was just right place at the right time. I myself, like I said, in studying from the older guys that were, you know, ahead of me, the veterans that taught me the game, that taught me how to, you know, understand what my opponents are doing, understand my film study, situations on the field, and what the opposing offenses, you know, want to do, that just put me in the right place at the right time. And it's just, you know, it's just the luck of the draw that I was able to get both Manning brothers. It wasn't, you know, a goal of mine to say, okay, I got one, I have to get the other. And I was just going out playing football, and it just so happened that, you know, I was able to get both of them.
Your career certainly intersected during the time period of Tom Brady's career as well, when he was at his peak. Right now, we are not seeing what appears to be prime Tom Brady. When you watch Brady now, do you think that Father Time has finally caught up to him?
It could be. I mean, you know, because Father Time is undefeated. It doesn't matter, you know, how good of shape you say you're in. Father Time is Father Time. You know, he's going to come knocking at the door at some point. And you can see glimpses of it. But at the same time, Tom is still playing at a very high level. You know, Tom is still Tom. At any moment, you know, things can turn around in a game or two, and then we're sitting back, you know, announcers and everyone is sitting back saying, ah, now there's the real Tom Brady. You know, and that just, it just shows that, you know, he's in fact human as well. You know, everyone's going to have their ups and downs. It's all about, you know, how you bounce back off that adversity. And right now he's going through a stint of adversity, but, you know, and going against Tom as many times as I have, you know, if I know him like I know him, he's going to, you know, bounce back from this adversity pretty well.
What is it about Tom Brady when you face him that makes Brady different than other quarterbacks you faced?
Just his recognition of when, you know, he has, you know, momentum and when his guys are on a, you know, when they're on a roll and he goes to the no huddle, or his understanding of the game. He's another guy that has that mental aspect, and his presence alone. You know, everybody knows Tom, 5 Super Bowls. You know, he's on one of the best teams in his millennium. So, you know, Tom is Tom. So that, just his presence alone, you know, you're going to make aware of it. But just him not really paying attention to the accolades that he has, and him continuously working like he has nothing, puts him in a position that he's in, much like a Drew Brees, much like a Peyton Manning. So that's why those three guys are, you know, play at such a high level for so long the way they did, because they don't look at the accolades that they've already achieved. They're out trying to get more. They're hungry for more, and that's what continues to feed their drive.
Former NFL cornerback Tracy Porter joins us this morning on the show. He of the iconic pick six in the Super Bowl for the Saints to ice their first championship ever. And you've always had a flair to your game. You've always had a flash to your fashion. You just finished up an international branding tour, the Fashion Base. You have a lifestyle clothing line as well that's in development. You've got a foundation, the Fresh Start Foundation, looking to empower a positive effect on kids through a variety of programs, events, and activities. How is the fashion part of your post-playing career going?
It's going pretty well. You know, it's a new stepping stone for me to step into that realm. But, you know, definitely trying to make my mark there is definitely the more you can do. It's something that is very, you know, intriguing to me that I wanted to get involved with. So I'm definitely liking the direction that it's going. And, you know, I hope to continue and grow that brand as well. You know, as well as continue in helping my foundation to help the youth, because overall that's really what I want to do. That's what I got a degree in recreational sport management and working with youth from the beginning. So I've always enjoyed being around kids. So maybe I can, you know, give them some fashion tips as well as, you know, like I said, empowering them and giving them the necessary tools to be successful. And give them a couple fashion tips as well. Maybe they can rub off on me and give me a few pointers if I like what they have to offer.
Right on. Never a bad thing to get tips from the people, from the kids that are coming up through the system, so you know what's good and what's fresh. And it's the Fresh Start Foundation. For those that want to find out more information about your foundation, where can they go?
They can go to freshstart.org, or they can go on social media. Instagram, we're Fresh Start Foundation. Twitter as well, same tag, Fresh Start Foundation. And you can follow up and stay up to date with us as we go and, you know, we go to different areas and empower the youth and give them the necessary tools to be successful.
Got to tell you, one of the iconic moments to me that you ever had, not only the pick six, but the Family Guy faces in cartoons shaved into your head. I mean, that takes some stones, brother, and that means you got some flair when you got cartoon characters etched into your head.
Hey, I'm big in cartoons. I'm probably one of a handful of adults that to this day still, you know, watches his fair share of cartoons, and Family Guy still is one of my favorites. So I had to get the entire family carved into my head during that Super Bowl run, and it was a great moment for me.
That is awesome, man. That is so awesome. Tracy Porter joining us this morning on the show. Tracy, great stuff, my man. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, no problem. Like I said, again, I appreciate you guys having me anytime.
My pleasure, man. Thank you. Tracy Porter joining us this morning on the show. He took that pick six back to the house from Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl to ice the Saints' first championship and only championship ever.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.